You're listening to the Hour of the Time. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue with part two of Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the World.
Through the weird and lurid landscape of another planet. For the vegetation which gives Mars its red appearance has taken root on Earth. As man had succumbed to the Martians, so our land now succumbed to the red weed.
Basic rules that the public doesn't know, we're not going to tell them. Don't bother me with the facts, my mind's made up. And if you can't attack the data, attack the people. That's a lot easier. And that characterized 40 years of massive misrepresentation, not only by the government, but by the noisy negativists themselves. Now, let's get rid of some myths here as part of the cover-up. The focus is always on Project Blue Book. As a matter of fact, last fall, an Air Force colonel, Thomas Schubert, wrote a senator in Washington State. She had been asked by one of her constituents to find out about the Roswell incident. She wrote the Department of Defense. They passed it off to this Air Force colonel. He wrote a one-page letter, and I've seen almost identical copies of the letter sent to many other members of Congress, the Congressional Liaison Office. And he starts by saying, we don't have anything about Roswell. Then he says, the Air Force got involved in UFO investigations in 1948. That's a neat trick to get you out of the way. Roswell happened in 47. We didn't have anything to do with UFOs until 48, which is an absolute lie. He went on to say many other things, talking about Project Blue Book, saying the Air Force has... They don't know of any other government organization besides the National Archives, which has the Blue Book file, that has anything on UFOs. They also repeated the three stupid comments that were made when the Air Force closed Project Blue Book in 1969. You know, really brilliant things like no UFO sighting reported, evaluated, or investigated by the United States Air Force is any evidence of being a threat to the security of the United States. Now think about that for a minute. What the hell does it mean? I mean, the penguins in Antarctica aren't a threat to the security of the United States. Is that mean real? And what if any one of those three functions was performed by somebody else? You know, the CIA, the DIA, the NRO, the NSC, the NSA, there's a whole long list. ONI, OSI, you know, it's a long list. Then it would still be a true but meaningless state. The Air Force does not have in its possession any extraterrestrial craft or words to that effect. Again, if the equipment was held by anybody else, it would still be a true statement. And finally, we don't know of any technology beyond our knowledge.
Choking the movement of the water, And then it began to creep like a slime of red iron across the land, covering field and ditch and tree and hedgerow and living star of fields, crawling, crawling.
Kill him. Not only that, but he didn't have the suicide squad going there. We had the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, a federal agency which has no jurisdiction over suicide in the state of Texas, whether or not they were really going to commit suicide. So I knew instantly they were lying to me. And if they were lying to me, I belonged in Waco, Texas, and I went. I have a radio show. This broadcast worldwide on shortwave, Monday through Friday night. If you don't have a shortwave radio, whether or not you ever listen to my show or not, you better get one. Don't worry, you're going to hear the speech.
I suddenly noticed the body of a parson lying on the ground in the ruined churchyard. I felt unable to leave him to the mercy of the Red Wings and decided to bury him decently. The parson's eyes flickered open. He was alive.
Because the media never questioned any of this. This was not questioned by the media at all, was it? When the public started asking questions, and very few questions, and none of them were the right questions, what was the next thing we were told? These people were terrorists. We were told that they were terrorists. And unless you were in Waco, Texas, you never heard this on the news. There were elements of the British SAS were there. Interpol was there. The reconnaissance aircraft used to take the aerial photographs from the Branch Davidian Church were British photo reconnaissance aircraft. The FBI was there. Anti-terrorist urban guerrilla warfare teams of the intelligence support activity of the Special Operations Division of the Department of Defense were there, called Delta. They used military equipment, and they told you that they were FBI agents.
Daniel, I saw the porch burst into flame. Are you all right?
Don't touch me.
But it's me, Ben. You're right.
No, you're one of them, a devil.
He's delirious.
Lies! I saw the devil's sign.
What you saying?
The green flash in the sky. The demons were here all along, in our hearts and souls, just waiting for a sign from him. And now they're destroying our world.
But they're not devils, they're Martians.
You see this?
Look, the house this way. Turn us on real quick.
We took shelter in the cottage, and black smoke spread from the entrance. Then the fighting machine came across the field, spraying jets of steam that turned the smoke into thick black dust.
Think, however,
there must be something we're living for.
quickly. I haven't gotten an answer, so I called and I was turned off by a neighbor. He said, we don't talk to constituents, only members of Congress. And he hung up. So now I've written the Secretary of the Air Force, and I live in Canada, but I have a post office box in Maine, so I wrote my Maine senator to get him to go after this stuff. So they're still lying. Now, here's the follow-up on it. The notion that Project Blue Book was the government group, preceded by Stein and Grush, has been repeated over and over again, and that's absolute nonsense. Now, how do I know this? Let me read to you a quote from the memo that resulted in the closure of Project Blue Book. October 1969, yes, October 20th. General Carol Bolander was asked to look at the whole Blue Book situation. The Condon report had come out in January of 69, saying, hey, nothing from science is coming out of this Blue Book junk. You're certainly right about that. I do agree with Condon about one thing anyway, not many. But now, in this memo, he says, quote, moreover, reports of unidentified flying objects which could affect national security are made in accordance with JNAP, the Joint Army Navy Air Force Publication 146, or Air Force Manual 55-11, and, emphasis here, are not part of the Blue Book system. Two paragraphs later, he's saying if we close Blue Book, the public won't have a place to report UFOs. Quote, however, as already stated, reports of UFOs which could affect national security would continue to be handled to the standard Air Force procedures designed for this purpose. That's the not one for the Air Force Manual.
Love your God, I said. Or the evil your devil. I said, besides the devil. But no, they would be. The demons inside them grew and grew until Satan gave his signal and destroyed the world with you.
Compare that with the Air Defense Command. Huge radar network, boats, communication systems, aircraft loaded with instrumentation and weapons to go up after any unidentified aerial object, whether it's a Russian airplane, Soviet missile, or a flying saucer. The technical problems are all the same. Blue Book didn't have a need to know for the Air Defense Command data. And incidentally, I think, wouldn't we be most interested in the sightings which could affect national security? I mean, for example, a guy told me about a UFO that went right down the runway at a SAC base at which nuclear weapons were stored. It caused quite a stir. That's the planet did that thing. Now, there's another part of this. I've been to the Blue Book files. First, the Project Blue Book, then they were down at Maxwell Air Force Base. Now they're at the National Archives. There's nothing above secret. There should be top secret material there. As I said, I've been to 15 archives, there's no formally top secret stuff in the Blue Book files, which are at the National Archives. And yet, we have an FBI memo from 1949 saying Army and Air Force intelligence consider the matter of flying this top secret. Now, do we have any top secret flying saucers? Yes, we do. And I provided Colonel Schubert and various other people, all the senators and congressmen involved, with copies of two air intelligence reports. Both top secret, one from 48, one involving Senator Richard Russell, incidentally. Neither one had anything to do with Blue Book. So it is certainly clear that this Blue Book over here and the press for the hook, line, and sinker.
controlled by computers. Let me just stick this out with the fairly party net operator. Bullshit! What hurt me the most is the American people bought this scam. Then they were told that David Kress was a child molester and a child abuser. I went to talk to the local sheriff, folks, and here's what he told me. This is what he told me. He said, we have thoroughly investigated the Church of Branch Davidian because certain elements of international organizations have been making accusations against them for years. We have found no substantiation or evidence to support any of those claims. At one point, Mr. Cooper, we confiscated every weapon owned by all of the members of the Church of Branch Davidian, and we had to return them because not one weapon was illegal. I went to the child welfare people in Waco, Texas, and asked them about child molestation and child abuse. They said that they had thoroughly investigated.
The Martian spent the night making a new machine. It was a squat, metallic spider with huge, articulated claws. But it, too, had a foot into Martian sand. I watched it pursuing some people across the field. It caught them nimbly and tossed them into a great metal basket upon its back.
Buried under the rubble. Why? Why did you take one of your own?
No substantiation or evidence whatsoever for any of those charges. That they had interviewed every single child who lived or was at the compound, found them all to be healthy. None of them demonstrated any of the psychological trauma or psychosis which normally results from child molestation or abuse. And none of it was pursued. Because their investigation showed that it was a fantasy. Then you heard Janet Reno disclaim the original purpose of the raid, that they were going to commit mass suicide. She said in her press conference that the reason that the FBI and the ATF were at Branch Davidian was because rumors of allegations of child abuse. Again, not coming under the jurisdiction of the federal government, but is a local matter, which had already been investigated and decided had no substance. That's why I went to Waco, Texas, because I knew they were lying to me on TV, and I knew from past experience that's all I was going to hear on TV was lies. I mobilized my organization.
As time passed in our dark and dusty prison, the passing wrestled endlessly with his doubts. His outcries invited death to his throat. And yet, I pity him.
don't have a lot of time. Let me prove to you, I said I would, that indeed the government is covering it. Take a little story. A group called Citizens Against UFO Secrecy went after the CIA back in 1978. Everybody's favorite target, you know, Central Intelligence Agency. We want all your UFO stuff. We don't have any UFO stuff. Go away. You do too. We do not. We appeal. They deny. We go to court. You got to follow the Freedom of Information. Yellow brick road here. The judge says do a search. They said they had nothing, but they did a halfway search. Oh, look what we found. Here's 900 pages of stuff about UFOs. From nothing to 900, just like that. Again, nothing above secret. There should have been top secret.
What did it say?
Internal references to another 200 documents, they're not there.
What did they say?
But a list of 57 documents about flying saucers that originated with other agencies that they found when doing this search. They gave us the list. They couldn't release them, which is proper procedure. Everybody and his brother was collecting data on flying saucers. Army, Navy, Air Force, Defense Intelligence Agency, secondly, Department of State, a few other agencies. But most intriguing, 18 documents from the super secret National Security Agency, the NSA. Now, the inside joke, that means no such agency. Or never says anything. The NSA is the big boy on the lot. They're a lot bigger than the CIA. Annual black budget estimated every year, it's something like $10 billion. The Washington Post said they employ 150,000 people. I'm not vouching for those numbers. The NSA with the NSA. You want these 18 UFO guys? That's all they do. Give you a house for them. They take a page and a half to tell us, go peddle your papers, elsewhere we can't reveal anything.
Inside the hood of their new machine, they were draining the fresh, living blood of men and women and injecting it into their own veins.
It's a sign! I've been given a sign! They must be cast out! And I have been chosen to do it! I must confront them now!
No, Poppy, no!
Those machines are just demons in another form! I shall destroy them with my prayers! I shall burn them with my holy cross! I shall...
The curious eye of a Martian appeared at the window slit, and a menacing claw explored the room. I dragged the Parson down to the coal cellar. I heard the Martian fumbling at the latch. In the darkness, I could see the claw touching things. Walls, coal, wood. And then it touched my boot. I almost shuddered. For a time, it was still, and then, with a click, it gripped something. The Parson, with slow, deliberate movements, his unconscious body was dragged away. And there was nothing I could do to prevent it.
Will make your blood run cold and chills go up and down your spine. For weeks. We found that this was planned well in advance. Well in advance. It wasn't something that just happened. It was coordinated with two other planned activities. One was the publication of a series of stories attacking the Branch Davidians, which came out that Saturday morning, the day before the raid occurred. The second was they were already building the movie set in the state of Oklahoma, which you just saw on television, of the raid. The result had been decided in advance. The script was written, the set was being built, and you just saw the results of that. Why? because they can't have a new world order if American citizens have guns.
Systems which make up man, they made and used different bodies according to their needs. They never tired, never slept, and never suffered, having long since eliminated from their planet the bacteria which cause all fevers and other morbidities.
Who goes there?
His friend.
Be on your way! This is my territory.
Your territory? What do you mean?
It's you, the man from Navy Hill.
Good heavens, the artillery man. I thought you surely burned.
I thought you surely drowned.
Have you seen any Martians?
Everywhere. We're done for, all right.
You can't just give up.
Of course we can't. It's now we've got to start fighting. Not against them, because we can't win. Now we've got to fight for survival. I reckon we can make it. I've got a plan. In us and we're dead, right? So we gotta make a new life where they'll never find us. You know where? Underground. You should see it down there. Hundreds of miles of drain. Sweet and clean now after the rain. Dark, quiet, safe. We can build houses and everything. Start again from scratch.
And what's so bad about living underground, eh? Not been so great living up here, if you want my opinion. Take a look around you at the world you've come to know. Does it seem to be much more than a crazy circus show? But maybe from the madness something beautiful will grow in a brave new world with just a handful of men. We'll start all over again. All over again. Hospitals and barracks right under their noses, right under their feet. Everything we need, banks, prisons, and schools. We'll send scouting parties to collect books and stuff, and then, like you, we'll teach the kids, not poems and rubbish, iron, so we can get everything working. We'll build villages and towns, and we'll play each other at cricket. Listen, maybe one day we'll capture a fighting machine, eh? Learn how to make them ourselves, and then... what a... our turn to do some wiping out. Whoosh, with our heat ray. Whoosh, and them running and dying. Beaten at their own game. Man on top again.
That's why, and you can watch for more of this to happen in the future. Much, much more of it. And it is nothing less than terrorism, and it is meant for the sheeple to cow them into not resisting, into giving up their guns, into quitting their church, into dropping their morals. And I don't say that you have to belong to any specific church, or any church at all, or even be religious. But I will tell you this, and all of our forefathers said it, America will fail when America ceases to be good. When America ceases to be virtuous. And that is true. That is true.
Freedom, but he soon grows to the grave. He cages the convention from the cradle to the grave. But we fall by the wayside, but the strong will be saved in a brave new world. With just a handful of men, we'll start all over again. I'm not trying to tell you what to be. Oh no, not me. But if mankind is to survive, the people left alive, they're gonna have to build this world anew. And it's going to have to start with me and you. Yes!
About intelligent sources and measures. We say, we don't want intelligent sources and measures, just UFO stuff. We can't give you anything, go away. We appeal, they deny, we go to court, the judge says to assert. They come back to court. We knew about 18 NSA UFO documents. How many UFO documents did you find, gentlemen? 239, Your Honor. But 79 originated with other agencies. We can't release those. 23 from the CIA, which hadn't found them when it did its search. Not surprisingly, I might add. Fine, we'll take the 160. They threw out four as being non-responsive. 156, fine, we'll take those. Gentlemen, you're not listening. National Security, we can't release any of this information.
What did they say?
We're going around in circles, so we try a legal ploy. It's been tried before. We ask that they submit the documents to Judge Gerhard Schistel, who was involved in Watergate, Oliver North's judge, and Oliver North was later than this, so that he could determine whether they are properly invoking national security. Saving you from embarrassment is not a good reason, in other words. There's legal precedent for this. They absolutely refused to show Judge Schistel anything. Not one. So 156 and
8 months. Take a look around you at the world you've loved so well, and bid the aging empire of man a last farewell. It may not sound like heaven, but at least it isn't hell. It's a brave new world. It's just a handful of men. We'll start all over again. All over again.
Okay, the minor story is when all over again. Phoenix Association of Astrology and San Diego Association of Astrology, and you're talking about television and cities of Carlsbad and Oceanside. Giving me money to make a TV show about my technique.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have read in the paper, on the radio, on the TV, on the newspaper, the value of all my creation, which happened to be dead on. That's the point.
Okay, let's get into that. What are some of the things that you've done that have brought you to radio, to television, to public attention?
Okay. I was on a radio station 2 days before the war, and I told everybody it should be ready because it's going to happen.
You're talking about the Gulf War.
Right. Not only against the beginning, but also the end of the war, plus what was going to happen to the United States in 2 years after.
Soon the work began, the thinking, the weather fell out. I'm ready for a bit of a rest. How about a drink, eh? Nothing but champagne, now I'm the boss.
We drank, and then he insisted upon playing cards. With our species on the edge of extermination, with no prospect but a horrible death, we actually played games. Later he talked more of spam, but I saw flames flashing in the deep blue night, red weed glowing, five-odd figures moving distantly, and I put down my champagne glass. I felt a traitor to my kind, and I knew I must leave this strange dreamer.
But I knew I was banging the car. I was begging my brother to come out to give a good look of what is
supposed to be a dream or someone who has too much imagination or a crazy psychotic person. I was forced to realize the reality. It was solid. It made it sound like a humming sound. Yeah. Sound. Mm-hmm. I did not get burned or radiation or whatsoever. They have been coherent enough to turn the lights off because the huge headlight coming down was extremely bright. They stayed there for at least pretty close to 3 minutes, and that's a long time, you know, sure, to look at something standing out there.
Uh-huh. Did your brother ever get out of the car?
No, no way. No way. My brother stayed in the car.
Was he fearful?
He was very fearful. I think my brother always been a little bit more cautious. I'm more extrovert, risk taker. He's a little bit more cautious. That's why he hold me inside the car. But I didn't know that was a flying saucer. I just wanted to see what was this thing over my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that was just unbelievable. This, you know, all the listeners are listening, you know, if they could just feel a second and realize like they did, they would understand why I pack up music in France and realize there is more in life than cutting records and singing in discotheques.
So this opened your eyes.
Absolutely. That was the kick.
Well, I can understand that because I saw one of these things in daylight at the time. It was in 1966. Entering and leaving the ocean while I was looking out of a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
And five of us witnessed this, and I can say I understand now how you feel because it changed my outlook on life.
Dead bodies on the Houston Road, their outlines softened by the black dust. All was still, houses locked and empty, shops closed. But looters had helped themselves to wine and food, and outside the jewelers, some gold chains and a watch were scattered on the pavement.
Special clearance in chambers and cabins. I wanted to get paid. Hardly Doug decided to find it. He was so impressed with it that Doug Chassel stated, quote, he's talking about the app, the in-camera affidavit that presents factual considerations which aided the court in determining that the public interest in disclosure is far outweighed.
It seemed as if that mighty desert of houses had found a voice for its fear and solitude.
The next president. And I know the Bilderberg Group, and I know their power, which means he will be the next president. And I was right.
The decimating crowd.
But he could never have won Pat Buchanan.
The waiting took possession of me. I was intensely weary, footsore, hungry, and thirsty. Why was I wandering alone in this city of the dead? Why was I alive when London was lying in state in its black shroud? I felt intolerably lonely, drifting from street to empty street, drawn inexorably towards that cry.
And you have a lot of blue lights, green lights, yellow lights, red lights, especially in the center with a huge red light that came all above me and above the car. We were bathing through this red light. It was pretty hot though. Then he turned his lights on again, okay, but he moved the headlights ahead of him instead of down.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he came, they just took off. That was it. He didn't feel like a flashlight or anything, it was just gone. And I know for a fact he was extremely solid. You know, each time, funny enough, it happened with a member of my family, these things, has to keep my sanity again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Prove to myself, at least I'm not crazy, I'm not dreaming, okay? So, this is the feeling.
I saw over the tree on Bureau Sill the fighting machine from which the howling came. I crossed Regent's Canal. There stood a second machine, upright, but as still as the first.
Order people.
Across. The sound ceased. Suddenly the desolation, the solitude, became unendurable. While that voice sounded, London had still seemed alive. Now suddenly there was a change, the passing of something, and all that remained was this gaunt quiet. I looked up and saw a third machine. It was erect and motionless, like the others. An insane resolve possessed me. I would give my life to the Martians here and now.
By David Rockefeller. The reason to research, nothing difficult at all.
I marched regularly towards the Titan and saw that a multitude of black birds were circling and clustering about the hood. I began running along the road. I felt no fear, only a wild, trembling exultation as I ran up the hill towards the motionless monster. Out of the hood hung red shreds at which the hungry birds now pecked and tore.
You don't want to talk too much or in written arguments. I was there for your 5 days after I had thrown the same affidavit, they agreed with the lower court. Supreme Court wouldn't hear the case, so naturally we filed with the National Security Agency for the affidavit. And we got it. Here it is. You can see it's a nice legal document. Top secret something. All the archives I've been to, you never see special compartmentalized information. Stuff with a caveat at the end. Top secret, ultra, umbra, whatever. Anyway, it's a nice legal document. We figured it would come.
I scrambled up at the crest of Primrose Hill. The Martians' camp was below me. A mighty space it was. And scattered about it in their overturned machines were the Martians, dead, slain after all man's devices had failed by the humblest things upon the earth. Bacteria. Minute, invisible bacteria.
Hey, you doubt that? Just keep watching what happens around you. Socialism sucks. Socialism has never worked. Hitler was a socialist. Nazi means national socialism. Hitler's vision. That means they work 18 minutes a day or something like that. Yeah. When they responded, they agreed. I read the letter first, of course, and I kind of remember what did I ask for, but they agreed to release the first 9 of those 23 CIA UFO documents. I was terribly excited, and so I looked at them. They were press abstracts of Eastern European newspaper articles about flying saucers. Their own 14 UFO documents. They refused to release, and they tried to discourage me from appealing, but I appealed anyway. 2 years later, now 5 years have gone by, they agreed to release, and
the pulse of life growing stronger and stronger, would beat again. As life returns to normal, the question of another attack from Mars causes universal concern. Is our planet safe, or is this time of peace merely a reprieve? It may be that across the immensity of space, they have learned their lesson, and even now await their opportunity. Perhaps the future belongs not to us, but to the Martians.
Central has always used the intelligentsia to help bring them to power. And as soon as they are brought to power, the first people they kill is the intelligentsia. The teachers, the professors, the scientists, the doctors, the lawyers, the thinkers. Because once you see socialism in action, you cannot support it. And these people will be the first to find that out, even though idealistically they thought it was the answer for all of our problems. It never is. Socialism brings pain, murder, labor camps, slaves, poverty, deprivation. We will pretend to pay you, and you pretend to work.
Looking good. Going good. We're getting great pictures here at NASA Control Pasadena. A landing craft touched down on Mars 28 kilometers from the aim point. We're looking at a remarkable landscape, littered with different kinds of rocks, red, purple. How about that, Bermuda?
Fantastic. Look at that dune field.
Hey, wait, I'm getting a no-go signal. I'm losing one of the craft. Hey, Bermuda, you getting it?
I lost contact. A lot of dust blowing up there.
I lost the second craft. We got problems.
All contact lost, Pasadena. Maybe the antenna.
What's that flare? See it? A green flare coming from Mars. Kind of a green mist behind it. It's getting closer. You see it, Bermuda? Come in, Bermuda. Houston, come in. What's going on? Tracking station 43, Canberra. Come in, Canberra. Tracking station 63. Can you hear New Madrid? Can anybody hear? Come in. Come in.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody home? Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you all.